Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American studies, as well as news from Indian country. Kootenai and Salish journalist Taylor Irvine wants to challenge how Indigenous people are portrayed in photographs. Irvine spoke to CBC Radio recently and stated that when she was younger and growing up on the Flathead Reservation in Rona, Montana, she felt local media coverage of the Salish Kootenai tribes was problematic and stereotypical. Stereotypical representation was something Irvine also saw firsthand when she reported on the protest in Standing Rock, North Dakota, against the Dakota Access Pipeline. Irvine commented about the experience. There was a circus of media at Standing Rock. People were staging photos of what they think Indigenous people should look like. In 2012, Anishinaabe scholar Leanne Simpson wrote that Indigenous peoples have little agency to represent themselves within mainstream media, and even when the media does pay attention, they invoke recycled stereotypes. In 2014, Anishinaabe journalist Duncan McHugh of CBC News Aboriginal offered a critique of when the mainstream media does portray First Nations people. McHugh introduced what he has dubbed the WD4 rule, but only after speaking with an elder. McHugh comments, "An elder once told me the only way an Indian would make it on the news if he or she were one of the four D's, drumming, dancing, drunk, or dead." Initially, McHugh felt that the elder's observation was too simplistic, but after doing his own research, he found that the four D's did show up an awful lot. McHugh founded one additional category, W for warrior, hence the WD4 rule. Taylor Irvine is one of the photographers included in a new database simply titled Natives Photograph. This newly established online resource is perfect for media editors looking to hire Indigenous photographers from around the globe. In the CBC Radio interview, Irvine comments on the ease for non-Indigenous photographers to get lost in everything with the Native culture when reporting on a story. Irvine further suggests that the media editors strive to find an Indigenous photographer instead of sending someone not familiar with the culture. She states, "You can get better stories, better photos." Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.